Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land of rustling wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which sends ambassadors by sea in papyrus vessels over the water, to say, Go, you swift messengers, to a people under strain and plucked bald, to a people fearsome ever since when they first existed, a nation of strong rule but trodden down, whose land the rivers have devastated. All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers of the earth, at the raising of an ensign on the mountains, observe it, and at the sounding of the ram's horn, listen. For this is what the Lord has said to me. I will be quiet, and I will look at my abode, like a serene heat in daylight, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of the harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom has come to an end, and unripe grapes become mature from the flower, he will cut the branches with pruning shears and cut and remove the shoots. They will be left together to the birds of prey of the mountains and the wild animals. And the birds of prey will prey on them in the summer, while all the wild animals will be the predators in the winter. At that time a gift will be brought to the Lord of hosts by a people under strain and plucked bald, and from a people fearsome ever since when they first existed, a nation of strong rule but trodden down, whose land the rivers have devastated, brought to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, Mount Zion.